It is worth giving our lives for, and it deserves our best. You've heard that it is wise to learn from experience, but it is wiser yet to learn from the experiences of others. It is less painful, too. Life is too short to learn everything by personal experience. You can save yourself a lot of time and energy by gleaning from others the lessons they learned the hard way. When a surfer wipes out because he didn't ride a wave correctly, he doesn't give up surfing. He paddles back out into the ocean to wait for the next big wave God sends in. One thing I've observed about successful surfers, they are persistent. You may have experienced a few wipeouts in your ministry. I certainly have. You may have missed a few waves. That doesn't mean you should quit. The ocean hasn't dried up. On the contrary, at this very moment, God is creating in the world the best waves I've ever seen. It is my hope as a fellow surfer to share a few tips on how to ride what God is doing in His world. In November 1973, a buddy and I skipped out on our college classes and drove 350 miles to hear Dr. W.A. Criswell speak at the Jack Tar Hotel in San Francisco. Criswell was the renowned pastor of the largest Baptist church in the world, the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas. For me, as a young Southern Baptist, the opportunity to hear Criswell in person was the equivalent of a Catholic getting to hear the Pope. I was determined to hear this living legend. I had felt God's call to ministry 3 years earlier and had begun speaking as a youth evangelist while still in high school. Although I was just 19 years old, I'd already preached revival meetings in about 50 churches. I had no doubt God had called me to ministry, but I was unsure if God wanted me to become a pastor. I believe W.A. Criswell is the greatest American pastor of the 20th century. He pastored at First Baptist Church for 50 years. Wrote 53 books, and developed the most widely copied church model of this century. Not only was he a powerful preacher and leader, he was an organizational genius.